You want to close that door, Lex? Yeah.
Hamish, obviously a really difficult time with something away from football with Jason Cripps at the moment. How much are the boys rallying and how difficult is it to deal with personally and as a group?
Yeah, it's, you know, we haven't really received a whole lot of information about it, to be honest. So we're not entirely sure of the state of his condition at the moment. We obviously know that it's quite serious. You know, Jason's done a lot for our club over, you know, the last 5 or 6 years since his time here. He's gained a lot of respect from the playing group and he's a great fella. So, you know, we certainly hope the best for him and his family going forth. But unfortunately, we don't know a great deal more at this stage.
I was going to say, you probably have been interviewed by him in his role and he probably has interviewed most of the players, so the players know him very well.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, when I first, you know, started here, Cripper was, I think, our forward line coach. So, you know, I've dealt a bit with him, you know, individually in that aspect as well. He pops, obviously, he's working from Melbourne, but he pops into the club once every month or so and has a good chat to the boys. So, yeah, it's difficult. We know he's an incredibly strong sort of character, so we've got our fingers crossed for him and hopefully he pulls through okay.
On the footy then, Hammer, you guys confident that you can deal with losing Polly and Whitey in terms of getting your running game back? I mean, they're two of your best outside runners.
Yeah, obviously not ideal losing those two guys. We feel that we've still got the players in our squad to be able to cover them. You know, we might have to utilise Jasper in a slightly different role. You know, possibly up the ground a little bit more. But you know, we've got guys like Jarman Impey that can still produce that run for us off half back and. You know, Cam O'Shea is playing some great footy in the SANFL, so you know, we still certainly think that we've got the running capacity in us. We've just got to utilise it more.
Talk us through your little altercation with Stevie
J. Yeah, we're just having a bit of a chat as we tend to do on the footy field, and yeah, a little bit of push and shove. You know, there's not a great deal in it. Yeah, he did slap me in the jaw, so I thought that was. You know, worthy of a free kick, but apparently not these days. So,
what did you think?
Well, the umpire was like 2 metres away, and watching the whole thing unfold, and I just assumed that any contact above the shoulders deemed a free kick. But he said we were borderline. You know, it was very touch and go in terms of awarding a free kick, but none worthy apparently. So.
Jacko and Paddy obviously missed last week. How close do you think?
Yeah, look, Jacko's been saying he's right for 2 or 3 weeks now. I keep stirring him up, saying that he's still a few weeks away, but he reckons he's right to go for this week. So I assume that he'll just jump straight back in to the team if he, you know, gets through training okay, which I'm sure he will. I think Kenny stated last week that Paddy is going to have another week off this week just to try and. Obviously, we've got the bye next week, so he'll get an extended rest and be good to go for the second half of the year.
Hamish, you've beaten pretty badly in the air by the Cats. Do you think that was a personnel factor with missing Paddy and Trangava? Is it the way you're kicking the ball at half back?
Yeah, I think you know, full credit to the Cats. Their back line is full of incredible players with a lot of experience. So their ability to be able to drop off players that are irrelevant to the contest and to mark the ball or spoil the ball over the boundary line was you know, just about as good as I've seen. So we need to work on where we kick the ball, and you know, the players involved in the contest just need to try and work as hard as they possibly can to try and get that ball to ground. So we might have to work on sort of kicking the ball a little bit higher, a little bit, you know, further along the ground or whatever, just to try and prevent that intercept mark from happening.
There's a lot of talk that teams are denying you guys the corridor and they've studied you heavily since your success last year. Do you feel that as a player? Do you notice that teams are shutting down your avenues better?
Yeah, it's, you know, we know that it's a focus of opposition to try and slow us down a bit, and the numbers would show that they're doing that pretty well. But that's not an excuse for us not to try and take it on still. You know, I think if we're going to lose games of footy, we may as well lose it trying to play the way we should play, which is, you know, really fast, exciting football through the corridor. We probably haven't challenged teams enough in that aspect. We're probably a little bit afraid of sort of turning the ball over in that part of the ground, but sometimes you just got to sort of suck it up and take the risk anyway and hope that it comes off.
You mentioned White before. I mean, he's out for a little while, but have you been given any indication or, like, I mean, in terms of how long?
Nah, not personally. I still don't know. He's sort of hobbling around a little bit today, so I'm not sure, even sure whether he's had a scan on it yet, to be honest. That might be coming this afternoon, but I suspect Whitey did say that he's going to try and get back for the Collingwood game in a few weeks' time, so we'll just have to play it by ear.
It goes without saying, I suppose, Hammer, the importance of this game going into the bye. You know, if you go 5-7, it makes it extremely tough to make finals.
Yeah, it's a significant game for our season, there's no doubt about that. We get a great opportunity to play footy at the MCG, which is always a fantastic experience for us. You know, Carlton showed last week that, you know, they've got a bit of mojo back, I suppose. They're playing some right footy, a bit more attacking, aggressive footy, which is good. I think they sort of dropped a few of their run with roles and just try to attack the game a bit more. So something we'll expect from them again, I guess. And like I said, we've just got to try and play the type of footy that we want to play, which is really fast and exciting, and not go away from our defensive side of our game, which I think has been a real positive the last few weeks, but just try and get the game going in our terms again in terms of the speed of how we go.
You mentioned the defensive side of the game, but when it comes to offence, have you been able to pinpoint where it's all sort of breaking down? Because I think the stat is that you guys are about 14th for inside 50s this season.
Yeah, I think you know, we had a discussion just briefly before about the speed of the ball going from one end of the ground to the other, and I think we were ranked first last year, sort of 15, 16 seconds from transitioning the ball from one end to the other, whereas this year that's slowed right down, and we're not getting the entries that we would like to be getting. So we've just got to try and move the ball a little bit quicker, and you know, the only way we can implement that in games is to train it throughout the week. So that'll be a big focus for us this week, I'm sure, and hopefully we can turn things around on the weekend.